How you guys doing?
How was your weekend?
It's good.
That's it? One word?
It's good. Good. Yeah.
Can you tell us the decision to put Mike Williams on injured reserve, just what's going on with his hamstring there?
Yeah. Mike had a hamstring injury that, he tried to play through, but just wasn't effective doing it. And surgery, he'll get surgery now and be repaired and be fine. It's just going to be a little bit of a recovery. So after getting all the information from the doctors, he was allowed to try. He did for 2 weeks, but wasn't really himself and couldn't do the things that he needs to do to be effective. So it's time to get surgery.
How big of a blow is that to the offense?
Well, Mike's been banged up for a better part of the year, so I don't think it's going to be that much of a change. Now, relative to what could have been, sure, Mike's a very fine player. So, but that's part of, life in the NFL. We need to next man get the opportunity, and we'll go with that.
We talked last week about possibly taking the weekend to make some changes. See Jamon Meredith left guard today in our practice. We get to see. Is that one of the changes? Are there others that you might make personnel-wise?
There are some things we're definitely looking at. I don't know at the end of the week who's going to end up at the left guard spot, who's going to be the center. But we looked into not only personnel, but the way we're doing things coaching-wise. Are there certain things that we can change? I mean, our philosophy is going to remain the same. But is there things we can change? Certainly we can do a better job. I can do a better job. So, when you're 0-7, you look at every single thing, and I'm sure we're going to be stronger for it moving forward. But, it's trying when you examine everything to the way we're taking break, to the way we're throwing our corner routes and everything in between. So we did. We took a long, hard look at it. We're continuing to. Our opponent hasn't played yet, so we have a little bit of a head start, which we need. It's a tough trip going out there. It's a tough place to play. We know that. But I think I speak for everybody, and we're excited about the challenge.
What have you thought of Mike Glennon so far, and what are you looking for these last 9 games to say, yeah, this is the guy that we want to go forward with in the future?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm impressed with Mike. I'm impressed with, as I've said many times, his work ethic, his preparation, the way he reads things out in games, his cool demeanor. I think we've put Mike in a bad spot. We're throwing the ball. He's thrown too many passes. And even last game, you say, well, the end of the game, we had to throw every – yeah, we did. But within the first 3 quarters, we should have ran the ball more. And I'm disappointed in myself for not, making sure that happened. I can see how it happens. I'm not being judgmental on anybody because you get behind the sticks or you have an opportunity. But this, we shouldn't put them in that spot as coaches. So I'm, we've reevaluated that and we're going to try to play a little more balanced. I think what happens is we are very comfortable with the way Mike reads things out. So it gets you excited and you want to do things. It's like having a new toy, but that's not the best thing, I don't think, for us winning football games.
What do you hope to see from him these last 9 games that you go into the offseason saying, yeah, we should stick with him, or maybe we should look at another direction?
I think if he can continue developing the way he is, the last 2 weeks, 0 interceptions, reading things out the way we ask, I think continuing to get better at the deep ball, more mobile than I think people thought he'd be. Really, I didn't know how mobile he'd be, but I think he has shown some escapability, and with the ability to keep his eyes down the field and then throw the ball rather than look to run. Although he's ran a couple times and got first down, so all those things factor in. This is a tremendous test now, right? I mean, he went from his first away game being in a dome stadium to now going to what is the loudest stadium in the NFL. So, all the things that you look to test your quarterback will be there, including a great defense, a top 5 defense in almost every single category. So this will be a great test for Mike and for our entire offense.
Greg, injury update on Sean Goldston and Dakota Watson?
They're all bumped still, but I'm encouraged. They're going to be day-to-day, but I'm encouraged. I think they'll all be able to play come Sunday. And I think what happens is they kind of get back into action individually here during the week at different times.
You said try to be more balanced on offense going forward. During the weekend, your evaluation, was there anything on the defensive side of the ball that you decided maybe we need to do a little bit more of this and less of that?
Yeah, you know, without going into details, because I think that would put us at a schematic disadvantage. Yeah, we examined third down. We examined first and second down. What are we doing? Where are we really the most successful? And I think there's some things that we need to play upon more, and there's some things maybe we need to cut back a little on. The biggest thing defensively, in my estimation, is precision. We had free blitzers to the quarterback, and we were on the wrong shoulder, and he escaped out. You know, as a coach, when you create a free blitzer, meaning that no one blocked him, you can't do more than that. We got to make that play. When you have a guy that's supposed to contain and he doesn't, you can't do. You got to do the scheme, and then the plays come to you. So that part of it, that's got to be accountable by the player. The coaching part I look at is defensively, we need to make sure that we're accentuating our best players, putting them in a position to make plays better than we have. So that's something that, you know, I've looked at hard, and I know our coaches have as well.
There were some comments by Joe McCoy, and I guess they can be interpreted any way you want to, but about some of the stunning and whatnot. I'm not saying he criticized anybody, mm-hmm. but we've known in the past he's talking to Bill about just coming off the line of scrimmage. Would you like to see more of that or less of the stunts? I mean, there was one in the red zone. I know you lost contain. I don't know if that was relative to execution or just the play call. But
that was execution. Yeah, that wasn't a play call. But I think Gerald's general frustration in, you know, he's such a competitor and he's playing at such a high level. The guys around him aren't all playing at his level. And that, I think, is genuinely frustrating for Gerald. But he is such a team player. And he wears it all on his shoulders. You know, and one of the things that I've told him, you're doing a great job. I mean, he's beating guys one-on-one rushes over and over and over again. But if you get the quarterback off the spot and the other guy isn't there, you know, usually when you get a sack is he got nowhere to go and you sack him. So we need to play, and that's kind of what I was saying, playing to our strengths better and making sure we're more precise when we do get a chance to isolate our strength. Because Gerald's done a very good job, and I think the coaches, Bill and his staff, have done a great job of getting Gerald in position to get one-on-one blocks. There's not many guys in the National Football League that can block Gerald McCoy one-on-one. You know, it just doesn't happen. So if we can create those one-on-ones, then we got to help him. And he's got to finish, which he's done, but we also got to help him around it. But I don't, you know, one thing I don't worry about at all is Gerald McCoy. He is through and through a team player. I know he's got my back, I got his back, and he's playing at a very high level. And I really believe as we do a better job around him, his stats are going to show. But I tell you, every coach that you play against, they game plan for him because he's that good.
You mentioned the precision there a little bit. Just how far away do you think you are on some of that, just sharpening up the precision, especially on defense?
Not far. And I think actually we've been there at times this year, so it's not like we're trying to do something we haven't done. Why does it happen is a better question. That's what I've been trying to examine. You know, why have we become less precise? I think when you try to make something happen, you know, we're not scoring a lot of points. So then you try to make a big play. Generally, when you try to make a big play is when you get yourself in trouble. If you just do your job, the plays come to you. So there's a little bit of that going on. And I think we've kind of hit the reset button a little bit. Like, hey, we just got to go back to doing what we know what to do on defense. Offensively, you know, it's a little different story. We need to, I think, really look at how we're doing things and what we can do differently to be more effective, because we haven't been effective enough scoring points. You know, in the red area, I don't think we've been really good, and that was something we were great at a year ago. We're not very good right now in the red area. Third down, we had been doing better. We weren't very good in third down the other night. So, look, we got to work. Just got to work through it. But in talking to Tom's point, I think we got a quarterback who we can work through it with, because he gets it.
When you evaluate Mike, though, do you factor in that he's only a kid and he's played four games in the NFL, or do you not have time to do that?
Well, I do factor that in, but it really doesn't matter. You know, we got to win now, and he's got the guys around him that he's got. You know, so thank goodness we have Vincent, who is just an ultra pro. And now we got a bunch of young wideouts. You know, Taekwon's not a young wideout, but hasn't had a ton of experience. And then we got a bunch of young kids that, you know, are going to need to grow up. And we're not the only team in the league that has that. You know, we got to find a way. We got a young tailback right now that I think is a really good player, but he's got to grow up. You know, Doug hopefully will mend up and be able to play soon, but right now he can't. So, you know, we have kind of a mixed bag there on offense, but that's our bag.
Is it hard to evaluate a guy like Mike, though, when so many pieces are missing and things are uneven the way they are?
Hard, I don't know. I mean, you evaluate what you have. What else can you do? You know, so I think you have to be real when you look at it and say, okay, this is reality. This is what we got. This is who we're playing against. How can we be effective? That to me is, you know, maybe I haven't done a good enough job of saying this is how we're going to win this game, rather than, you know, we had gotten pretty decent on offense. Let's go out and run our offense. Well, you know what? We're not that good. We need to, right now, we need to find out a way to win the game with our offense. And Sully and I meet on it and the staff, and we'll figure out a way, and then we got to play complementary defense, and then we need to be, you know, really good in the kicking game. Now, that sounds good, but everything I just described, Seattle's very good at. You know, their offense is outstanding. Their kicking game is tremendous. They have speed. They're like we are with more speed. You know, they're aggressive. They go after you. They look to make opportunities in the kicking game, and they're a little bit faster than we are. So, look, well, everybody's going to earn their keep, starting with me. If we're going to win this game Sunday, we got to find a way to win it.
Is there a receiver after Mike Williams among the group of Chris Owusu and that kind of the group that's kind of jumped out to you in practice? We haven't seen a lot of them in games, but is there one that you think has played above the others and maybe replaced Mike in the lineup?
Well, I think Ty's played in games, you know, so I don't forget practice. Ty's played in games at a higher level. Has he been perfect? No. If he would have been starting, right? So, but I think he's the next guy up as far as experience, you know, and then you start talking about, well, who's the third receiver in the game? And, you know, Chris certainly showed great promise. He's got a nagging injury that's keeping him from practicing, kept him from being active last week. How well will he be by Wednesday? How well will he be by Sunday? He's going to be up, but at what percentage? You know, you saw Sky Dawson get in there. We activate him. We brought him up to the active roster, and then we activated him on game day. He's got some things that I think we can play upon. Again, hasn't played a lot of football, so we need to make sure we don't go overboard with it. You know, that's the quickest way to take a fast guy and make him slow is overload him mentally, right? He's a fast guy. We got to keep him fast. So I think, you know, again, how are we going to win this game? I think you got to piece it together. This guy does this. This guy does that. We mix it together. We run the ball a little bit better. We need to do a bunch of things better offensively. And then defensively, we have to, you know, we got to avoid giving up those. You know, in the last 2 weeks, we've given up 9 plays that just the rest of the game you're pretty happy with. But you give up 9 plays and you can't. I mean, those are the plays that kill you. Those are good defenses. What we weren't doing in the first 4 games or first 3 games, we did in the last 3 and we were 4. We have to get back to playing one play at a time, doing the little things right, because we're good enough on defense to play good defense.
Coach, there was a report on Sunday by Jay Glazer that mm-hmm. said after Thursday's game, I guess on Friday, at some time after Thursday's game, you had met with the Glazers and then said to your team, according to Jay, in essence, guys, you're stuck with me, or something to that effect. Any truth to that? Did you meet with the Glazers? Did you address your team about your situation at all?
No. I meet with the Glazers. I've said to you guys before, I meet with them often, whether it be telephone or in person. And, you know, since I've been here, what I say to our team is private. So, you know, as we've all seen, I hope you've seen, there's been a lot of things said that aren't true. And there's been a lot of things said that might be true. And there's a lot of things true. I'm not going to get into all that stuff. I would love to be stuck with you, Roy.